This is Akashvani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Abhineet Shukla. First, from the Rajya Sabha, writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. The Rajya Sabha today adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address after a 16-hour discussion by various members. Replying to the discussion on the motion of thanks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi accused the Congress of not just insulting a woman tribal, but also the top position of President of India as well as the Constitution by not allowing a similar discussion to take place in the Lok Sabha. In his nearly 100-minute speech in the Rajya Sabha, Prime Minister Modi said the Congress has no right to talk about the Constitution as they have insulted it, as he regretted the happenings in the Lok Sabha. In an unprecedented development, the Lok Sabha passed the motion of thanks on the President's address without the customary speech by Prime Minister Narendra Modi amid vociferous protests by the opposition. Opposition members also staged a walkout from the Rajya Sabha after initially raising slogans soon as the Prime Minister started speaking in the House. Mr. Modi also launched a scathing attack on the Congress, alleging that it nurses deep hatred towards him due to their successive defeats and is unable to digest that a poor man like him is occupying the post of Prime Minister. He said, "The Congress will never be able to dig his grave as he enjoys the blessing of citizens, including mothers and sisters, as his armor." The Prime Minister also deplored Rahul Gandhi's straight-on remark on Union Minister Ravneet Singh Bittu, saying it is an insult to the entire Sikh community. Modi also targeted the Mamata Banerjee-led TMC and accused it of protecting Ghuspaitias in West Bengal and said infiltrators were taking away the jobs and rights of the country's youth as well as the land of tribals. Taking on the Congress, the Prime Minister said, "Those who talk of Mohabbat ki Dukaan are raising slogans like Modi Teri Kabr Khudegi, which highlights their frustration of successive electoral defeats. They will never be able to dig my grave," Mr. Modi said, as he accused the opposition party of hurling abuses daily at him. He said, "The Congress First family feels that the Prime Minister's post is their family fiefdom and only members of their family have the right to occupy it." The Prime Minister said, "Congress derides Indian citizens as problems, while his government treats them as strength as and solution to various challenges." The Prime Minister listed out the achievements of his government in the last 11 years while asserting that high growth and low inflation reflect the strength in the country's economy, which is set to emerge as the third largest in the world. Mr. Modi also spoke about the recent trade deals with the European Union and the US and said, "The world is feeling more confident of the stability generated by the deals across the world." He said, "India is now on Reform Express and will achieve the goal of a developed nation by 2047. Mr. Modi countered the opposition party's criticism about his government's track record of implementing schemes and talking about Viksit Bharat. He also said that India has now become a strong voice of the global south. The Prime Minister said, "India does not have to either look back or stop, but only move forward to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat. India is signing future-ready trade deals with several nations," he said. In the last few days, he said, "We have signed trade deals with 9 big nations, including the mother of all deals with the 27-nation bloc of the European Union." Mr. Modi said, "The opposition will have to one day reply to what they did to the nation in the past," and added that a lot of his energy was spent in rectifying the mistakes of the Congress-led governments. He said, "The President of India has expressed confidence in India's bright future in her address to the joint sitting of the Parliament." Prime Minister also came out in defense of nominated MP C. Sadanandan Master, who had displayed his artificial limbs in the House during his maiden speech. He said due to political animosity, both the legs of Master were chopped off in his youth, yet he spent his entire life with high values and never used foul language. Yesterday, during his maiden speech, when he displayed his artificial limbs, the scene was painful for the country, Mr. Modi said. The India Alliance is responsible for it. Due to ideological differences, a teacher, a youth, his legs were chopped and they have no regrets, he added. The Prime Minister also accused the Congress of insulting Assam and its people as well as singer, composer, filmmaker, poet and lyricist from Assam, Bhupen Hazarika, when he was conferred with the Bharat Ratna Award. "It was our fortune that we could give Bharat Ratna to him. They raised objections to that as well," he said. Earlier in the morning, the Rajya Sabha witnessed heated exchanges and opposition walkout from after leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue of Rahul Gandhi not being allowed to speak in the Lok Sabha. Kharge raised the issue of Mr. Gandhi, but when he started to read excerpts from an unpublished book of former Army Chief M.M. Naravane, he was disallowed, leading to a walkout by the opposition benches. Soon after, the House mourned the passing of a former MP and tabling of listed papers during the 0 hour, Kharge raised the issue of his counterpart in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Gandhi, not being allowed to speak. Before he could complete, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan gave the floor to the leader of the House and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, saying the proceedings of the Lok Sabha cannot be discussed in the upper house as per the rulings of the chair. Mr. Nadda said, if the Congress party is interested, its leaders should have advised their Lok Sabha MPs to join the debate on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament in the lower house, and proceedings in the Rajya Sabha should be allowed to continue uninterruptedly. The chairman thereafter called for the listed 0 hour mentions to be taken up. At this point, Congress MPs started shouting slogans about democracy being throttled. The chairman then gave the floor to Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who said he was surprised by the issue being raised in the Rajya Sabha after 3 days of smooth debate on the motion of thanks to the President. Instead of counselling him, you yourself are doing this, he said, adding that the House should be allowed to function as per the rules and not bring in extraneous issues. Parliament is made up of both the Houses. It is not made up of one House, he said. Chairman Radhakrishnan said what happened in the Lok Sabha should not be discussed in the upper house. Mr. Nadda said, disrupting the proceedings in the Rajya Sabha after a smooth debate over the past 3 days is condemnable, he said. He went on to advise Mr. Kharge that he should not allow his party to be held hostage to an ignorant child. Apni party ko abodh balak ka bandhak nahi banaye, which means don't make your party hostage to an ignorant child, he said, referring to Mr. Gandhi. He advised Kharge, who is the Congress president, to run the party independently and not allow it to become hostage to the abodh balak. Radhakrishnan cited the then Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru's suggestion of not referring to the proceedings of the Lok Sabha in the Rajya Sabha, leading to the chairman expunging such a remark. As opposition was staging a walkout around 11:40 a.m., Mr. Nadda said, what kind of democracy is this, where the opposition will decide rules? In Rajya Sabha too, the opposition was stopped and they walked out. This is not the way democracy functions. And now, a review of proceedings in Lok Sabha. Writer is Sagar Kulkarni of PTI. The Lok Sabha today passed the motion of thanks on the President's address without the customary speech by Prime Minister Narendra Modi amid vociferous protests by the opposition. The Prime Minister was not present in the House at 12 noon when Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla put the amendments moved by the opposition to the motion of thanks to vote, which were rejected. The Speaker then read out the motion of thanks to the President for her address to both the Houses of Parliament on January the 28th, which was passed by a voice vote amid sloganeering by the opposition members. As the protests continued, the Speaker adjourned the proceedings till 2 p.m. Congress members stormed into the well, carrying posters and raising slogans against the government. Samajwadi Party members too were in the well, carrying banners and pamphlets. Trinamool Congress members were also in the well joining the protests, while other members of the India Alliance bloc, including the DMK and the left, stood at their seats and in the aisle in solidarity. As the House reassembled at 2 p.m., several opposition MPs rushed to the well and raised slogans against the government. Sandhya Rai, who was in the chair, urged the members to be seated, but as the protests were unrelenting, she adjourned the House till 3 p.m. When the House reassembled at 3 p.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla decried the conduct of opposition members in the House. He said the conduct of opposition members has lowered the dignity of the House. The Speaker said he had concrete information that many Congress members could carry out an unexpected act in the Lok Sabha when Prime Minister Narendra Modi was scheduled to speak in the House yesterday. The Lok Sabha has been witnessing protests by the opposition members who claim that leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, was denied an opportunity to speak in the House. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah had opposed Gandhi's attempts to quote from an unpublished book by former Army Chief M.M. Naravane. The Speaker, citing rules, had disallowed Mr. Gandhi from referring to the unpublished book. The Prime Minister was scheduled to reply yesterday to the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to both the Houses. However, the Prime Minister could not reply to the debate as opposition members charged towards his chair with banners and posters and raised slogans. The Lok Sabha Speaker said he had concrete information that many Congress members could carry out an unexpected act when they had reached the spot where Prime Minister Narendra Modi sits. If this incident had taken place, then this would have left the democratic traditions of the country in shreds, Mr. Birla said. He said it was with sadness that he was informing the House that some members displayed such behavior in the House yesterday that has never been witnessed in the history of the Lok Sabha. Mr. Birla said the dignity of the chair has been established in the Constitution. Never in the history have political differences been dragged to the House. The conduct of the opposition members in the office of the Speaker was not appropriate, and in fact, it was like a black spot, he said. Mr. Birla said he had requested the Prime Minister not to come to the House as it was the Speaker's responsibility to uphold the dignity of the House. The Speaker thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for acceding to his request and avoiding unpleasant scenes in the Lok Sabha by not coming to the House yesterday. He warned that the House would not function if opposition members brought posters and pamphlets to the Lok Sabha. Mr. Birla later adjourned the House for the day as opposition members raised slogans and protested. Questions related to the Ministries of Civil Aviation, Food Processing Industries, Housing and Urban Affairs, Jal Shakti, Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Petroleum and Natural Gas, Power, Road Transport and Highways, Tribal Affairs were listed for the day. In reply to a question, Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Oram said the Prime Minister had launched Dharti Aba Janajati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan on October 2, 2024. The Abhiyan comprises 25 interventions implemented by 17 line ministries and aims to saturate infrastructural gaps in 63,843 villages. The Abhiyan provides social infrastructure like hostels, Anganwadi facilities and mobile medical units and set up Vandhan Vikas Kendras to create livelihood opportunities to benefit more than 5 crore tribals in 549 districts and 2,911 blocks in 30 states or UTs in 5 years. Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said, the Ken Betwa Link project is the only priority river interlink that has entered the implementation stage. The project has an estimated cost of 44,605 crore rupees with 39,317 crore rupees of central support. The minister said the Polavaram irrigation project, which includes the Godavari, that is Polavaram, Krishna Vijayawada link, has received cumulative central assistance of 20,658 crore rupees. Patil said the North Coal Reservoir project is an interstate major irrigation project with its command area spread across the states of Bihar and Jharkhand. The approved cost of the project is 2,430.76 crore rupees, including a central share of 1,836.41 crore rupees. The revised completion time of the project is June 2026. The irrigation potential of said project is 1,14,021 hectares, the minister said. Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan told the Lok Sabha that as informed by the government of Tamil Nadu, there has been a substantial increase of procurement of paddy during the ongoing Kuruvai season 2025-26. Mr. Paswan said an increase of 83% was reported in paddy procurement over the last year. The minister said there was no shortfall in Kuruvai paddy procurement and no shortfall on the cereal availability and food processing activities. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said, as on January the 20th, a total of 657 routes have been operationalized under the Regional Connectivity Scheme, RCS Udan. The minister said, the Udan scheme connects 93 unserved and underserved airports, including 15 heliports and 2 water aerodromes, carrying over 160 lakhs domestic passengers on more than 3.36 lakh RCS flights under the scheme. Naidu said, a total of 90 routes connecting 10 airports, namely Pasighat, Tezu, Holongi, Jorhat, Leelabadi, Rupsi, Tezpur, Dimapur, Shillong and Pakyong have been operationalized in the northeastern region under the RCS Udan scheme. And that's all in today's Parliament Review.